Radio, broadcasting from Hagelands Village on Romney Marsh, 24 hours a day. Channel Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome, welcome, everybody. It is Monday afternoon. Yes, it's Who Cares Wins here on channelradio.co.uk. I trust you've had a wonderful weekend. I trust you are sitting comfortably, perhaps with a very healthy winter soup, perhaps for your lunch if you are at a workplace environment. If you're at home working from home, perhaps you can now take a rest and stretch those legs, move to a different position in your office, or maybe even downstairs or upstairs into your lounge, tune in via various mechanisms and just sit back for the next hour and let's have a chat about winter health. Yes, it's me and me. Yes, folks, unfortunately, our guests, we've had to reschedule a few of them and juggling things around, unfortunately, with technology and people's ability to be in the right place and be able to get into us, it just didn't work for today. So no worries. We've still got the guests coming thick and fast. It's just that we've had to move them to a slightly different date to suit their schedule. So it is just little old me because, of course, if you've been listening in for the last few weeks, you'll know that Jan has at last taken a break. And she has mixed it with a bit of business as well, bless her. So I think she's hopefully trying to do some rest as well and catch up with family on her travels. And she will be back, rest assured. I haven't done away with her. She will be back hopefully next week. Fingers crossed, if all's worked out with the travel plans, she'll be joining me back in the studio. So if you are wanting to quiz her, then join us next week at 12 noon. Else, join me now for a little bit of a chat. So yes, I'm talking to the airwaves. It's just a little me in the studio, but I've got all sorts of things to explore with you. But of course, I'm always passionate to hear and chat with the rest of you out there, because without you we wouldn't have a program. So I do thank you, and I thank all our wonderful new followers. We are nearly, can you believe this, nearly at 1,000 followers on Twitter. I'm so excited, I can't believe it. And our likes on Facebook, we are, where are we, likes on Facebook, we've got about nearly 200 there. So we can always do with more, but I always think it's about quality, not necessarily about quantity. So it's also about who follows us and the interactions that you give us. So remember, you can get hold of us today in the studio. You can tweet me. I'm on @CaresWins. As always, I have the live Twitter feed in the studio here. So if you want to tweet me about your winter health tips, whether it's to do with food, exercise, sleep, patterns of behaviour, patterns at work, travel plans, how you actually cope with this weather if you decide that it's bad weather, which I'll come back to. Then tweet me on @CaresWins. That's probably the best and quickest way for me to pick up any notifications or any thoughts, ideas, questions for me throughout the show. I do have the Facebook page up as well. So that is Who Cares Wins Radio Show on the Facebook. And of course, I have my phone, so if you want to email whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk. So any of those mechanisms. And of course, if you wish, you can challenge me and ring me on 01 303 874 998. Any of those mechanisms, I will be delighted to speak to you, to hear from you, and to hear your hints and your tips on winter health. Now, one thing I wanted to catch up with, and this is more about what was going on over the week and last weekend. One of the things, well, first of all, before I go any further, and I know they're asleep, but in case they listen back to this, I wanted them to know that I was thinking of them. Happy Australia Day. So if you're listening in from down under somewhere, welcome. Hope you've had a great Australia Day. I can't believe that it's a year ago that I was in sunny Sydney, in Sydney Harbour, with my dearest friends. And of course, celebrating Australia Day with them and watching all the wonderful antics on the Sydney Harbour. Can't believe that. It's just a year. It feels like yesterday. And at the same time, it feels like ages ago. So happy Australia Day. As I say, they're probably snoozing now and recovering from their day's activities to do with Australia Day. So happy Australia Day. I'm not going to do the accent very well, so I'm not. Now, one of the other things, you may know, my heart, my passion lies in distances further afield from here in Kent, where our studio is based, is the Lake District. You may know, if you've listened to the show, if you follow me, if you know a little bit more about me, you'll know that I have a lovely little Tonka toy that I have named Tigger, because it's orange and black. And I often, if I can, get up to the Lake District because there is a fantastic company out there. I haven't found one to match them, by the way, and I have looked, even as far as New Zealand, and I haven't found an off-road company, off-road driving company, that has the ethics, the values, sort of the outlook on life that matches my philosophy, I suppose, is Kanku. And I had the opportunity mid last week to do a bit of a lastminute.com dash to the lakes. I checked the weather forecast. There was a bit of a reason behind why I went up, but I also hoped and prayed and wished and did the snow dance that the snow would come and that I could go off-roading in the snow. And my wish came true. It snowed literally the night we got there. As we were eating our dinner, down came the snowflakes. Oh, it was wonderful. And then, of course, in the morning, everywhere was white. And then we were able to adventure where nobody had ventured before with my little Tigger. And we had a marvellous, marvellous day out with Kanku. So thanks, Adam, for taking us out. And, of course, my passion for it is not only you experience the lakes, you have a different view of the lakes, whether it's in the summer or the winter, but also you're learning to drive your own vehicle or their vehicle if you take one of theirs out. And I think that is, well, there's nothing that you wouldn't benefit from by going on a day to actually experience how to actually learn to use your vehicle better, so that when you're on the general day-to-day roads, motorways, little country lanes, wherever you live, you can actually realise and listen to your car more. You can actually learn how to drive this car, this machine, much, much better. The control, looking ahead, the planning ahead. And so I would encourage anybody to maybe have a bit of a treat. It could be a birthday treat. It could be a special birthday treat. It could just be an excuse to get away for a couple of days. And one of the things that they're now doing, which I wanted to shout out about today, is they've actually launched a new offering. So as well, if you visit their website, which is Kanku, that's kanku.co.uk, and you can look there, they do a 5-hour adventure, or you can just do a 2-hour adventure, and you can either take your vehicle or you can use one of their own four-wheel drives. But they've actually added a extra wonderful, I think, adventure, which means that it's just a great excuse to get away, maybe treat somebody, maybe it could be a surprise. But it's actually really appreciating and, if you like, being with the lakes and what the Lake District is all about, which is about getting away of the stress and the strains of everyday life, switching off perhaps. So for me, a health and well-being, I think that's, you know, one option that I would really want to tick on the list. Because they offer this 3-day Land Rover Safari. Now, you may have heard me talk about the Safari, where you can actually take out one of their Army Land Rovers and you can actually drive yourself. Whereas if you go on the Adventures, which is what I did last week, then you have a guide with you. This one, the Land Rover Safari, you go on your own and you get given proper pace notes and a journey to follow, a map and instructions. So you're not let loose completely. You are guided so that you get the best experience. So it lets you drive and explore the hidden Lake District, almost, that the areas that you may not have found just generally driving around on your own as a tourist. So you get a 3-day Land Rover Safari. This is this new thing that they've launched, which means that not only do you get your own car, so you abandon your everyday car, drive up, bomb up the M6, leave your car with them, and also leave all the stresses and strains and everyday life behind. Leave that in the car, shut the door, lock it up, and then relax with your own adventure from Kanku with your own car. You can go to walks, pub lunches. They'll show you various things, a bit like being a local and what they would do every day. So, oh, we'd experience this, so we'd go there. Or in the summer, maybe take for a dip in one of the lakes or a little river or a stream. Maybe not in the winter, but anyway. And then, of course, at the end of that busy day or that relaxing, different day, you can come back and you're then staying in one of their cosy and really, really comfortable Lakeland Farm. It's a Lakeland Hill Farm just outside Ambleside with 80 acres of private wilderness at your disposal. It's just at the foot of the Fairfield Horseshoe. If anyone knows the Lake District, then there you are. You can have wonderful views, or you can actually put on your welly boots or your walkie boots and start hiking around this wonderful wilderness and exploring it. So there's just there's just oodles of things to do up there. But I think just being able to completely abandon, you know, you could zoom up in your Rolls Royce, but then leave that and then really embrace the Lake District for what it is, which is its beauty. Just seeing it in the colours. I know that I often get people to think positively, look at things in a different way. But interestingly, when I was driving in the snow, obviously I was very excited because I wanted to be out in the snow. So I went and found it and was sort of chasing it. But actually looking at the snow and driving around, it was beautiful. If you can imagine this, the stereotypical winter wonderland photograph, and you've got the fells where you've got the brown sort of shrubs on the ground, you've got the green moss that's growing on the walls, you've got obviously the white snow in contrast, and then you've got these wonderful little footprints everywhere, which is amazing because Adam and I were talking, we were saying, isn't it great? We're almost intrigued to say, who created those footprints? There's little obviously bird-like footprints, then there's footprints that may be dogs or foxes or something else. And it's just intriguing enough to actually look at these footprints and wonder where they are. And this almost everything around you seems to be still and quiet, but actually the footprints give away that there is so much wildlife around. Perhaps they were up early before you were there, or perhaps they'll be there late at night. So it's just fascinating to actually really, with what I would call mindfulness beginner's mind, and just look at things that sometimes we do take for granted and actually just slowing down. And of course, when you're out doing off-road driving with Kanku, which is what I love, they do it slowly. So we're really appreciating where we are on the trails. We're probably doing less damage than some of the walkers that I see who are veering off the trails and perhaps going in areas that they shouldn't be. But actually this slow pace of life and actually starting just to relax and appreciate really the beauty of everything that's around us. So I just was in awe and can't wait to get back there. And I want some snow in Kent. I know everyone's going to hate me, but I'd love to have some snow in Kent because I do think it looks beautiful. I know that we're not perhaps organized enough on the travel and the roads and the rails and the buses, etc. When the snow does come, we're not always necessarily ready for it, and we can deal with it very well. But perhaps we all need to have this extra training. So fantastic few days there. And I do encourage you, if you haven't, maybe make that one of your, if it's a bucket list you're creating, or just an excuse to do something different, get away in this country. And again, not spending a huge fortune, but actually getting back to maybe the basics and appreciating what we have in this country. I'm there already. Can you tell, listener? Now, the other thing I also did, which completely extreme, some people may say, is I also then ventured off at the end of the week when I whizzed back down the M6. And I was then treated to a day of luxury and pampered with my dear friends. And we went to the Ayurveda Pura, which is a spa and a training centre on the Ayurvedic side of the holistic medicine side of, if you almost the medicines of yoga, and it's the very ancient tradition of diet and lifestyle and eating and food, but also massage and treatments and oils. And so we went there. It's literally just, if you park at the O2, for example, at Greenwich, just a short walk away, about five minute stroll, maybe 10 minute stroll. As we walked along, we could see all the boot campers out doing their exercise, doing their drills, on the very frosty green, as it was still quite chilly when we were up there. But a great day. And if you want to know more about Ayurveda, then have a look, because they have not only all the spa treatments and the suggestions of what they can offer, but they also explain what Ayurveda is. So if you want to have a look, it's ayurvedapura.com, and I'll spell that for you, which is Ayurveda Pura, that's Pura.com. And I was treated to a wonderful back massage, shoulder massage. Then they did my face, which I'd forgotten actually, just somebody massaging your face. It was just so relaxing. I was nearly snoring, but I didn't. And then, of course, down to my feet. She did my feet, which I know some people think, oh, don't touch my feet, I'm ticklish. But actually, when you're in the zone and you're really starting to relax and switch off, actually the feet, as some of you reflexologists know, that actually there's a whole link with the feet and the areas of the feet with our body and all of the different organs, the liver and the heart and the kidneys. So actually, having your feet massaged is, in some senses, a good body massage. So yes, another treat perhaps for the new year and the new you. We were talking briefly the last couple of weeks with both our guests, Caroline Hart of the Laughter Yoga and Life Life Coach. Also the week before we had, if you remember, Hazel Adley, another wonderful coach. And we were talking about these things around goals and goal setting. So of course the new year in January could be a good excuse to say, do you know what? I'm going to treat myself, which will be my ignition switch to get me into this new way of being, of living, of looking after this body, which we only get one. I haven't seen any in Sainsbury's or Tesco's or any other highly related supermarkets where you can buy one, get one free. So do look after it. I'm very passionate about, you know, it's the only thing we get plus time that's free. And interestingly, they're probably the two things that we abuse because they were given to us. We didn't have to sort of go out and save our pennies and then buy it. But the latest plasma TV or the wonderful car that you've bought, you'll probably cherish that perhaps more than your body. And you'll be out there polishing and washing and cleaning and dusting it and covering up, put it in the garage. Or you'll be asking people, you know, don't touch the plasma telly. Give me the remote control. It's mine. So just reflect on whether, when did I pay my own body some attention? And when did I actually perhaps look after that as much as I invest in looking after some of the material possessions that you have? Whether it's work related, it could be just around your office environment. Latest computers, laptops, smartphones, tablets, phones, digital this, digital that, the latest techie gadget. It's great. But also, are we looking after our employees who have to use those gadgets? Anyway, enough of me ranting and ranting. I want to obviously consider about winter health, and I have been posing it out on Twitter and Facebook for you to consider your own winter health tips, because we did briefly touch on this in the run-up to Christmas time. Jana and I were talking about, you know, with the darker nights coming and the seasonal affective disorder, which some people can really struggle with the darker nights and the lack of being out in sunlight, that can actually really affect their mood. So we touched on this a bit, but I want to just go a little bit more into depth on maybe just the diet and the exercise and our routine that we have throughout the winter months. Of course, we had the shortest day, so now we should be even more positive and looking forward to the longer nights now where it's drawing out. I noticed the other night, especially down here, 4:30, still daylight. Don't quite not have to put my lights on at home yet. Interestingly, in the Lake District, it was a bit darker a bit earlier. But of course, they are further away, aren't they, as you go up north. Anyway, enough of my geography. And so winter tips, I want to consider what we can do with regards to, for example, food, foods we're eating. And one thing I want you to think about is how often people in January will start to go on a diet. It's like, right, Christmas, I've eaten too much, New Year, new start, New Year's resolutions perhaps. And so it's dieting. It's going to the gym, which is great. Yeah, it got me thinking that actually, is this the greatest month for us to start thinking about eating salad and restricting ourselves? And so I wanted to look at perhaps what we, you know, could be looking at to keep the body warm and soothed rather than perhaps harsh, cold things, which may not make us feel great, which may be why we are then tempted by the hot mug of hot chocolate with a nice chocolate bar on the side or a muffin or a croissant. So yes, have a little think about what you've been eating or depriving yourself of and maybe now craving it more. While we have a little bit of music, while you contemplate. And do get hold of me on Twitter if you wish with any tips that I can share and give a shout out for. But I thought I'd go back to my youth and I'm going to have a bit of George Benson, which is linked to our theme, Never Give Up on a Good Thing.
You've got a lot, but it's tight. He's working every night. It ain't easy to keep the flame alive. And when he finally comes home to you, he's just too tired to do the things you want to. You can't help but wonder to yourself, how would it be with someone else? Just good thing. If love is what you got,
you got a lot.
Now you're the man, you got to understand, you don't need to make the scene. Like you, she feels all the weight you're under, and then she breaks. Is it any wonder? I know sometimes it crosses your mind to get on out and stay hard to find. Before you try, you'd better look in her eyes. Love is forever. Stay together.
That was a bit of George Benson for you on this Monday afternoon on Who Cares Wins. You're listening to me, Angela Briar Stevenson. I am in the studio on my little lonesome today. But yes, if you've been listening over the last few weeks, you'll know that Jan is away, both having a break, having a holiday, which we highly recommend you do for your health and well-being. But of course, also she has got some work commitments which have clashed as well. So, but that's fine. That's why we have two of us, so we can still keep the tunes and the information and the fun flowing for you. Now, we're talking about winter health. I'm talking about winter health. I'm following on from something we started towards the end of the year when we touched on the winter months and the darkness. But of course, we've had the shortest day, as I mentioned earlier, and I'm now moving into, as the days stretch out, but also perhaps the colder snaps may start to appear. I've already mentioned snow and my love of driving in it anyway. Now, one of the other things with winter health, first of all, let's look at our food. And I mentioned just before that music break that we often with January can come to New Year's resolutions and decide, yep, going to go on a diet, going to restrict my food intake, no alcohol, want to go on a ban for a month, which is no bad thing. I'll come back to that because it's quite topical for this month. But actually, I'm wondering whether being on cold salads, for example, may be the best thing for us. So actually what we need to consider is what sort of foods we are giving ourselves throughout this month and maybe through this winter cold snap. It doesn't necessarily have to have snow. Of course, it can be the rain. It just makes us feel cold, maybe chilly. If we are working from home, perhaps if we've been aware that we've been sitting still for a lot, then of course we're going to get chilly and cold just sitting still. And of course, I'm very passionate about people at this time of year, making sure that they're aware of their neighbours. Perhaps you have any elderly neighbours or even relatives, just making sure that they're okay and that, especially if they're not very mobile, that they're keeping nice and warm and well. So diet, what sort of things are you eating? And I'm not talking about a diet regime. I'm talking about more healthy foods. So, of course, we're wanting to avoid the whole processed foods. Now, I know when we feel sometimes a bit low, can't be bothered, it's too cold, I want to go out in that cold kitchen and start cooking. I might deserve to have some junk food. Not naming any names, but obviously there are a variety of outlets there where we can get some food that is processed. It's not great. It's not fresh. I know sometimes they promote that it's this, that and the other. But it is still processed food and it is still feed. And it does deplete our body's natural protection system. So what we're wanting to do in these type of the months of over the winter is making sure that we're boosting our immune system. Because yes, there are viruses and colds around, which with the cold weather can actually, we may have the virus in us and the cold weather may then just, if you like, switch the switch of it and turn it on, and we then get that cold, we get that virus. So what we want to do is almost boost the immune system over this period to ensure that it's almost creating a bit more of a resilience to what's naturally around this time of year. So what sort of things can we eat? What sort of things should we be looking at? Well, I avoid the should word because at the end of the day, it's your choice, but it's about the overall picture. If you have the odd chocolate bar, the odd muffin, okay, that's great. It's whether or not that's all you're having, and actually that's your regular diet, that's your regular three a day that you're having. I want to look at what sort of foods. Now, just to go back to a bit of biology first of all, I'm not going to test you, don't panic, we're not back at school. Now, talking about the digestive anatomy. If you think about our food, when we obviously chew it, swallow it, it obviously starts a journey. And interestingly, whether you know this or not, it can take up to 24 hours to cover a distance of 9 meters, that's about 30 feet, through various muscular tubes and chambers, this whole process before it actually then either gets utilized and the nutrients are sucked out and then taken into our bloodstream and therefore are nourishing the body and its organs, or the rest of the rubbish that it doesn't need are obviously moved on out to another place where we then will eliminate them at some point. Now, one of the body's major nutrient processors. Now, it's not a food processor, but I suppose it is in a way. Anyone know what it is? Any guesses? Stars is for 10? Oh, yes. What's that one caller in the end? Yes, it is your liver, which is very appropriate because this month, you may or may not have known, I did try and mention it next week, but we ran out of time, as always. But this month is, up until the 30th of January, so we've got a few more days yet, is Love Your Liver Month. If you want to know more, have a look on Love Your Liver .org.uk and they obviously run are very key to run an awareness around your liver, what it does, what it's about. And just looking at their website now, just to pick out a couple of things they mention here. Did you know the liver is the largest organ inside your body? What does it do? Well, it does some major things which are quite essential, actually. If you think about liver, it's actually fighting infection and disease. It's destroying poisons and drugs, including alcohol. It cleans our blood. It controls the amount of cholesterol. And obviously is the food processor once the food has been digested. So it does work hard and it does take quite a lot of abuse. And they talk about it here saying it is like an elastic band, but it can only stretch so far before it breaks. And their stats here, liver disease is actually on the increase in the UK, and it can be a silent killer with no symptoms until it's too late. About a fifth, yes, it's now the fifth largest cause of death and affects the health and well-being of many thousands of people every day. So they've got all sorts of advice and information. They've got some crazy little videos and things you can have a play with on here as well. So, yeah, BritishLiverTrust.org.uk. But have a look, because the liver, as I say, it is amazing what it actually does. And if you think about it, it is actually filtering and cleansing. So, of course, if we've got a lot of toxins in our body, and that could be through processed food, it could have been through the alcohol over the Christmas time, if you drink. It could have been through the sugars, the salts that you maybe had in excess over the Christmas time. And if you think about just general drugs, if you're having a flu, if you've had the cold, if you've had a virus, and you've been popping all sorts of over-the-counter medicines, then, of course, they are in themselves a certain degree of a toxin. So they've got course, the liver's having to deal with that as well. So as it's cleansing, it's having to work overtime. So we need to consider how we look after it. And of course, that's how we can start looking at our intake of the good foods and the healthy foods, as well as perhaps a practice with exercise. One of the exercises I did over the weekend, I went to the wonderful More Than Yoga's Detox Yoga Workshop, which I have been mentioning. And that was on Sunday. And they also were talking about the liver and the kidneys. So as well as yoga's asanas, which are the postures and the movements, which can obviously work on the organs and actually help with releasing and the movement, making sure muscles are not so tight, because if we've got tight muscles, then obviously that's constricting the blood flow through the body. And of course, if the blood needs to flow and be cleansed, it's got to get to the liver and then be passed from the liver. And of course, if we've got tight muscles along the way of that journey, it's not going to help things. So there's this interlinking between relaxing and making sure the muscles are eased and softened, as much as also thinking about our food intake. There are more workshops, by the way, More Than Yoga. If you want to have a look, because there's more coming up, linked with this one in February. There's one coming up with the spring solstice. So do have a look at their website. They've got all the workshops listed on there. They're down in Ramsgate in Kent. So again, another excuse perhaps to journey out and visit Ramsgate and see the wonderful sights and views there. So have a look at morethanyoga.co.uk. Now, diet. I was talking about what sort of foods. Well, first of all, we're wanting to boost our immune system, and what better way than great green and leafy vegetables? Now, I picked up I picked this up at the Health and Wellbeing Symposium, and they had these little cards from the British Heart Foundation. And one of them I picked up, funny enough, I've got them all stuck around my office, but I brought them in for you today to share. And one of them, the little laminate cards, is on leafy vegetables. And it's often talked that we should have green leafy vegetables, and we should look at seasonal vegetables as well, trying to think about British foods that we've got, things, British fruit and veg even. So blackberries, plums, apples, pears, pumpkins, leeks, courgettes, parsnips, all the sort of foods that are typically around at this type of season. Now, picking up leafy vegetables, for example, spinach is often quoted. People are having spinach in their smoothies or their juices that they're doing, which is great, doing a juice. We've had Carol Brace on the show talking about juicing for health. But spinach, like all the leafy greens, we've also got kale out there. We've got obviously the sprouts, if you've had them over Christmas, the cabbages. And with spinach, it's packed with vitamin C, which fights off colds and infections. Spinach is also an excellent source of vitamin A, which you need for healthy skin, and iron, which you need for healthy blood. So you're sort of ticking three boxes there. Now, with spinach, people think, oh, I can't eat spinach, can't eat too much of that. But think what you could mix it with. A lot of people talk about maybe having wonderful stews, broths, soups. Then, somebody trying to drill through the wall here. Or is it a motorbike? So it's actually thinking about what I can utilize with those stews, those broths, those soups, so that I don't maybe physically have to sit down and chew through a whole bowl of spinach if that's not my choice. Of course, people talk about the juices. People use a juicer, and so they may put cucumber, spinach, maybe an apple, just to take away some of that veggie flavor if you want a bit of sweetness, but not too much. And I've mentioned kale. The other one that's just skipped from my head, but it's come back now, is ginger. And ginger is often mentioned because that can give us this warming flavour. I've got something somewhere, and I'll read it to you in a moment about ginger. Where are we? Ginger is, helps detoxify. So with our juices, things like beetroot as well, remember, carrots. But ginger is invigorating our digestive system as well as heating us up. So often if you have a ginger in some hot water, and I'm talking about the root ginger you can buy from the local veggie shops, rather than something in a ground in a shaking pot. So raw proper ginger, just a little slice, chopped up, put into a juicer, or just a slice put into hot water. A bit like people use water with slices or a cube of lemon. And they think, oh, that's a bit too cold for me, I can't have that. Well, what about hot lemon? So hot water with lemon, or warm water with lemon, or warm water with ginger. So just having that wonderful ginger drink can obviously start to aid digestion, but also give an element of warmth within us. And we're wanting to look about how we can warm from the inside out. The other thing I wanted to touch on was supplements. And it's a bit of a soapbox for me, so I won't go on for hours. But supplements, multivitamins, people think, oh, vitamin C, I must load up with vitamin C because it's the cold season and I don't want to get a cold from people, or I've got a cold, so I've got to really overload on the vitamin C. I don't know if anyone watched the BBC programme, it was quite a while ago now, it's called Trust Me, I'm a Doctor. And on there, interestingly, they were talking about the whole element of vitamin C and, in fact, all the multivitamins. And one of the key things is that there's lots of research almost saying that, to be honest, we get enough vitamins from all of our healthy foods, vegetables, fresh vegetables. They say fresh is best. Obviously, if you're not eating your vegetables and your fruits, then there's a question mark if you are getting all your nutrients and all your vitamins. But if you're having a healthy food intake, then you're getting all the vitamins that you need. And there is a danger in some respects that large quantities of certain vitamins can actually then stop you absorbing some of the others. So something that was mentioned was, and I've highlighted it just so I get it in the right order. For example, different minerals will compete for absorption in your body. So for example, if you take large quantities of calcium, then your body isn't able to absorb iron so easily. And if you take large quantities of iron, then your body isn't necessarily able to absorb zinc so well. And if you take huge amounts of vitamin C, you'll actually reduce your copper level. So I know people go mad and vitamin C is all on the shelves and it's all promoted to you know, dose yourself up. But actually it hasn't actually been proven that it takes away colds. I know people that have been on vitamin C all their life and they still get the colds and they still last as long. And so actually what we need is more fluids. We need to, if you think you've got it's the virus, so we need to help the toxins be flushed through the body almost. And good wholesome foods that we're taking in, so that we actually naturally allowing the body to absorb all of the vitamins A, B, C, D's, rather than just overloading on one. And he actually did, the doctor that was on the program, whose name I can get for you, just a moment, let me have a quick look. It was Dr. Chris Van Tulleken. That's Tulleken. And he actually did a bit of a quick test, and he took a vitamin C tablet, and he has tested before. Then he had a vitamin C tablet, and then he went back and was tested. His pee was tested, and it proved that what he'd done, all he'd done is just literally pee it out. So it had not been absorbed by the body, because the body said, I've got enough already, thank you very much. So it just actually just eliminated it. So the question is that, you know, you may be buying these wonderful vitamin C drinks or tablets, and actually all you're doing is just flushing them down the toilet. So if you want to save some money, perhaps just look at your overall diet rather than thinking about popping extra pills. And one of the other vitamins that's also mentioned is vitamin D. Now, you may remember we touched on this in December, because obviously vitamin D is what we get from the body will absorb that, and it burns it up or creates it when we're out in sunlight. So when we're outside. But actually, a lot of people don't realize that we do get vitamin D even on a cloudy day. And so we can just ensure that throughout these few months, although, yes, it's darker earlier, we can perhaps still have the ability, especially if you're in a workplace, to just make that excuse to get out at lunchtime and go for a brief walk, which also incorporates the exercise regime. We don't necessarily have to look at these studies that have been made, that actually there aren't any benefits of taking supplements for vitamin D. And in fact, a lot of the supplements don't have the same benefits as if you were to take the natural food, which would have those vitamins in it. Vitamin D, for example, you can find within the cod liver oils, but also with milk, dairy products, the oily fish such as sardines, love sardines on toast, salmon and fresh tuna. So again, look at the food options and how you can incorporate that into maybe a wholesome food, a wholesome meal that can maybe be filling, which is why a lot of people turn to stews and broths. And of course, if you're looking at, we're short of time these days, then stews and broths, invest in a fairly very reasonably priced. They're not that expensive. Hot pot, what I call a crock pot, and it's a slow cooker. So you chuck it all in the morning or maybe overnight, and then maybe even put it on the timer program if you've got a posh crock pot. And so it can stew and cook and slowly be there ready for when you come home. And just coming indoors with the smell can be inviting enough to deter you from the biscuit tin. So again, it's these strategies that help you along a better, healthy food intake, which obviously you're looking at. It's the resilience that you're creating and helping you. The other thing that was mentioned, there was something I looked up that scientists in Scotland actually found that the lack of daylight can cause an increase in our appetite. So panic not if you are feeling more peckish over these few months and you're thinking, oh, it's because I'm just wanting my chocolate and my blueberry muffins. They don't always count as five a day, by the way. But actually just be aware that, you know, naturally our body is burning calories trying to keep warm. So that's one good thing. But obviously what we need to be aware is that we're not actually reducing the effect of trying to keep warm by burning calories and then filling it up with all the nasty croissants and muffins and quick fix sugar intake, which we know is bad for our glucose and our sugar levels and insulin levels. So yeah, a little bit on diet. I don't want to go through in massive amounts of detail, but just have a think about how you can incorporate perhaps, you know, good old British veg or wherever you live in your country. What's seasonal for you? Obviously, if you're not in the winter months, if you're in Australia, then it's a completely different ballgame. But if you are in England, for example, or the Northern Hemisphere, then thinking about what foods and what produce is grown, perhaps locally, that you can incorporate into your food plan or your food management. Now, talking about food has given me a bit of a feeling, but also thinking about exercise, which I want to touch on briefly next. What time is whizzing by? Thank you for all your retweets, by the way. I can see wonderful retweets and favourites going on everywhere. Kent Fine Foods, Home Souls, Trey Capone. Thank you very much. It's a new follower, a new person there. So fantastic. Keep them coming in. If you want to get hold of me, don't forget @CaresWins if you want to tweet through any hints and tips or any feedback from things I've been mentioning so far. So let's have a bit of a feeling with a bit of flash dance, and you can dance and move around the office, perhaps even warm up. Enjoy.
Earth, when there's nothing but a slow glowing dream, that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried silent tears full of pride in a world made of steel, made of stone. We'll be right back.
Need inspiration? Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Channel Radio, broadcasting from Hagland's Village on Romney Marsh, 24 hours a day. Channel Radio.
Yay! I was bopping there, just visualising my new body that I will have by August, because I'm on a bit of a plan to get back into certain outfits in August. So I am here with Who Cares Wins radio show, all about health and well-being, and the topic this afternoon that I've been chatting to myself about, and hopefully with you guys out there listening, is all about winter health, whether it be food or whether it be exercise. So I thought, what better way to introduce the little bit of topic on exercise, one of my other big passions, than Flashdance, What a Feeling by Irene Cara there. Fantastic. I think I might have to play that in the car on the way home. One thing I didn't mention, just briefly, if you do have a cold, I was always recommended, and it's something that, again, within the Ayurvedic tradition, is that actually we should avoid what they call congestive foods. So if you are bunged up with a cold and the sniffles, then do be aware that avoiding what they call congestive foods, and these are, for example, dairy foods, obviously foods with high sugar content, so the chocolate bars, yes, fried foods, and foods obviously with heavy amounts of yeast, again, because this apparently does then affect the, because obviously our cold and obviously our nasal glands are all, if you like, our what they call erectile glands within the tissue, get your words out, Angela. In the nasal passage, they are all inflamed, which actually is what causes you to have the bunged up feeling and the fact that you can't breathe very well through your nose. So obviously that's why they sometimes encourage you to take decongestants or decongestant sprays, because what we're trying to do is reduce the inflammation so that you can breathe better. But the inflammation is caused by this massive amount of white blood cells coming to try and attack, because ultimately the nose is one of the defense mechanisms for air going in and the virus in the air going up your nose, but obviously that's why we encourage you to breathe through your nose rather than your mouth, because obviously nose has those little hairs as well, those little filters. So yes, avoid those types of food. Again, fresh ginger tea is excellent. They also recommend things like steam inhalations. I know that things with eucalyptus, the koala bears, clove or the orbas oils, they're great on the inhalations, perhaps rather than just blowing your nose hard. It's not a great thing to do. So before we run out of time, I wanted to whiz into a little bit about winter health and exercise, because sometimes people don't necessarily think those two words should go together. Yes, winter health and exercise. Doesn't mean that because it's winter and it's cold nights that we should rush for the duvet, settle down under it, and not appear until March or April. And then in March or April, we'll start our plan of exercise, because it's warmer and we can get outside and feel good about it. What we're trying to do now is, as I said at the beginning of the show, is to build our resilience and to actually boost our immune system. So actually by the time we get to March, April, May time, when it's beginning to get warmer, the springtime, the spring weather, we're actually in a better position to make more use of being out there and getting outside and getting outdoors. So I mentioned before one of the music breaks earlier that just getting outside doors at lunchtime, just taking a quick stroll at lunchtime, getting you outside into that vitamin D, even if it's a cloudy day, it's still there. The body can absorb some of it. Okay, it's not as much as in the summer. But also thinking about ways of exercising, perhaps even at home, if you work from home or at work. And we've mentioned some of these things before, obviously with Jan in her ergonomist hat. So do think about things you can do. So for example, sitting exercises, just ankle rolls. So just literally maybe one foot and then the other, just rolling and mobilizing the ankle joint, the knees, fully extend the leg, then bring it back in again, maybe extend the leg and hold it underneath your desk and really contract those quads, those upper thigh muscles, and then relax it back down to the floor, and then obviously repeat the other side. We're always about balance with the show, so make sure you do both legs. If you have two, then use two. Of course, the neck. We often get very tight and tense there. So, of course, the neck, we could do some shoulder rolls, slowly backwards one way and then maybe forwards the other, tucking our chin in towards our chest and then extending it back out. Be aware of not looking up and putting your head backwards. There's some lots of issues that we can have with actually hyperextending the neck there, so be careful. But bringing the chin down to the chest, wrists, clasping both hands firmly together, rolling your wrists like you were rotating and rolling the ankles. And of course, hands, clenching the fists closed tightly and then opening them and stretching them as part, fully apart, so those fingers will stretch. And again, repeating that maybe up to 5 times each. Standing, of course, that's good. Standing up releases oxygen to the brain. Of course, the back, be aware. And if we want to look after our back, perhaps thinking about maybe standing at a wall, standing on one foot, then the other foot, maybe even trying to stand on one foot with the eyes shut. Again, it's all about balance. It's trying to encourage the body to be used. And of course, all of these things can help if you do suffer with the aches and pains and perhaps a bit of arthritis within the winter months. Just think about some basic mobilization movement rather than a full-on marathon run, if that's not what you're up to. Of course, if we are going to go outside, then we do need to think about layers. One article I read, which made me giggle, it said, think about layers, bit like an onion. And so we need to think about layers. If we're going to go out, whether it's walking, running, whether we're going out cycling, it's to think about looking and do invest in a good quality technical top, as I call it. Try to avoid going out in just a cotton t-shirt, because obviously when they get wet, they stay wet. So if you are sweating, obviously as you start to exercise, you get warm. Whereas if you buy what they call a technical running top from most sports shops, the idea of those is that they draw the sweat away from you, so it keeps you dry. They're not that expensive. And of course, they're light layers. So on top of that, you can put a lightweight fleece. If it's windy or raining, you can put a light waterproof jacket or a light waterproof leggings or trousers over your leggings or your running trousers or shorts. But obviously, if you're wearing shorts, you're having leggings underneath that. But again, loose and light and layers. And then gloves, a hat or a fleece headband to make sure that you don't lose too much heat out of your head. And of course, make sure that all the clothes you've got aren't heavy. If you're starting to want to walk and exercise, then you don't want something to be laboring you back and holding you back. And of course, if you are going out in the evening, you're home from work and you're wanting to go out for a bit of a stroll or a bit of a run, do make sure that you're visible. So that's reflective clothing. If you're buying it from any of the particularly sports shops, they'll have reflective material or strips in them. If not, then head torches, take a torch with you, fluorescent clothing. You can buy sometimes those little vests that people wear, the yellow stripy vests, which have got the reflective and fluorescence in them. And just popping that because it's quite lightweight. So making sure that you can be seen. Why exercise? If you remember, I did touch on this on a show last year, I think, when I talked about exercise. But of course, the benefits of exercise are they boost our immune system. So the physical chemicals that are happening and going on with the release in our body, it's aiding our digestion, though we don't always recommend that you exercise on a full stomach. But it does also produce those feel-good endorphins. So not only are we boosting our immune system, we are also enabling us to feel better about ourselves, about what we've done, which might encourage us to do a bit more of it, which might encourage us to then eat better because we feel good when we come back from that walk. So all of it starts to have this sort of win-win, and we go on what we call the upward spiral rather than the downward spiral. If you think about activity, I'm always passionate about you considering doing things that are fun and that you enjoy. Don't think about, right, I've got to go to the gym. Oh, I've got to go running and I hate running, or I don't really want to do running. It's not my kind of thing. Or I don't really want to go into competitive sports. That's not me. I'm not really a competitive person. Then think about exercise that actually you would enjoy. So it could be going for a cycle ride with the family. It could be playing tennis. It could be going swimming. Yes, tennis. I did mention that word. And people think tennis is only for the summer. There are lots of tennis courts that are often abandoned in the winter. And of course, if you are layered up with your various layers to keep warm, you can still get out there and have a good old bash about with the tennis racket. It could just be a little run around with the football, with your friends, your family, in the park. So again, any activity that you enjoy and you have fun. Or think about things you can do indoors. So maybe you like cycling, but you really aren't up for going outside. Then consider, they do have what they call, where you hook your bike on a, like a trainer, and it stays motionless in the house. You're not cycling around your lounge. So you can actually get one of those, fairly cheap. I think, reasonable, maybe 50 quid. And you can actually have then the adaption with your bike in house. and you can cycle maybe whilst watching the television. You can also have an indoor rowing machine. I've got one of those, which I love. You can also have your indoor running machines, but they're obviously starting to look at more expense there. If you've got a house, then make use of the stairs. Go up two at a time. Maybe use that as a bit of a routine. Do that two or three times. Maybe do a few, just step up and down on one of the stairs. So look around and see what things you can use at home. I've talked about baked bean tins as a good excuse for just lifting them above your shoulders and back down again, a few bicep curls, but it's some resistance. Buy yourself one of those resistant bands and do some arm raises with the band around the foot on the floor so it doesn't ping up and hit you in the face. So all sorts of things you can utilize. Exercise is just, there's just oodles of benefits for them. And just because the wind and the rain may be lashing on your face as you run or you walk, actually just change your frame of how you look at it. It's actually invigorating. It makes you feel alive. And again, when you get home, it's like, yeah, I did that despite the rain and what people may term bad weather. Of course, there's no such thing as bad weather, is there? It's just weather that maybe you don't like. Hydration, water, moisturising the skin as well. So as well as water and hydration and warm drinks, so the ginger teas, the lemon teas, but also the moisturising the skin and making sure that we keep everything nice and lubricated and hydrated. But of course, the other thing is relaxation. So as well as all this activity, in order to also build in some time for relaxation. So just winding down, being still just for maybe a minute, 2 minutes, maybe incorporating with that the massage. If you want to treat yourself, massage with warm oils or the hot stone massage that's offered by a variety of practitioners around wherever you may live in the country or the world. And just incorporating that to, again, start to warm the bones and warm you from inside out. So there's just a few things there that I've sort of thrown at you. If you want to quiz me a little bit more, then do get in touch on Facebook, even after the show is finished. If you want to pose a question about winter health or some of the things I've mentioned, then do pop a note on our Facebook page, Who Cares Wins Radio Show, or tweet me at Cares Wins, or my personal Twitter is AJB Angela, if you want to liaise with me directly. Email the show is Who Cares Wins Radio at hotmail.co.uk, or of course, if you want to liaise with me directly on some of the stuff I do personally, then email me, which is Angela at anotherjourneybegins.com. Well, I'm going to have to shut up shop in a moment and move on, as my time is soon disappearing. So just to highlight for you, we have a guest next week, and her lovely name is Kerry Madgwick. We met her at the Wellbeing Symposium, and this lovely lady is, I've got loads of favourites and retweets going on. This is fabulous. Thank you so much. Kerry Madgwick, she's a nutritional therapist. Her passion is about healing from the inside out. So she's all about nutritional training for health and wellness professionals. She's going to talk to us about improving our mood, feeling happier, as well as her coaching work she does on wellness, for wellness and health professionals, and understanding the role nutrition plays in getting clients to optimal health. So we're going to follow on really from what I've talked about this week. But interestingly, she talked there, she's going to, if you like, go in a bit more depth, detoxification, liver and intestinal health, and the role of nutrition in health and wellness. Well, that's about it, folks. I'm going to play out with Simply the Best by Tina Turner, because you all are. You're fabulous. Thanks for listening. I'll be in touch with you via the Twitter and the Facebooks. If not, join me next week. Have a great week, everyone. Bye for now.